Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to follow up on the conversation from last week with Sherry Darden. If you missed that episode, you need to go back and catch that one first. It was really a great one. So in my conversation with Sherry, I found out we're both certified facilitators in DISC, D-I-S-C. And a lot of people get hung up on this kind of thing and they, like, I don't know, make problems, I'm going to say. In actuality, it is the best way to communicate more effectively. And it works best if everybody knows everyone else's style. Now, this is not a personality profile. Let me repeat that. This is not a personality profile. It is a behavioral profile. This is how other people interpret your behavior. So let's make it all about me because I can't talk about you. I can talk about me. So DISC, D-I-S-C, DISC, the D is dominating a problem. How does someone respond to a problem? And we all know those people who jump up instantaneously and they have all the answers. The good news is they're often right. However, the people who are really high in this category and they exhibit this behavior a lot is only, I'm going to say, I think it's 18% of the population. So if you have 18% of the population being super high D's, what do you think they do to everybody else? They make them feel like you just squashed them like a bug. So if you look back on your behavior in the last few days, and when a problem came up, how did you respond? If you jumped on it with both feet and ready to go, you might be a little high in the D category, and that is good. We need people who are action takers. So good for you. But keep in mind, you might be scaring the crapola out of other people. Do you need to stop doing that? Maybe, maybe not. It depends on you, depends on the situation. The I is for influencing people. So D is dominating problems. I is influencing people. Now, I'm very high in the I. I'm so high in the I, like every time I've taken the test on a score of 1 to 100, I can't get below 96% I. So what that means is you want me on your team to tell everybody about the new change coming because it can come across like a cheerleader. When I do it correctly, I come across as a cheerleader and people are like, oh yes, go Jennifer, we're going to be all behind you. However, if I keep hounding you to death to try to convince you to believe me, to agree with me, to get on my side, I can come across as a slimy salesperson, you know, like snake oil. Like you really need to take these Vegemita vitamins. That's from I Love Lucy, for those of you who don't know. It's really great when I show up in my high I influencing people to bring everyone together. But when I overkill it, I turn everybody off. This is roughly 28% of the population. You can't have everybody jumping up and down. You can't. It makes people tired. They don't like it. S, this is for steadiness. Steadiness. Now, people who are high in the S as their highest thing, that's like 40% of the population. So this is like the highest group of people. these people, if you're one of these people and you're really into the steadiness, chances are you're really great at customer service. You're really great when somebody calls in or emails in or writes in, however you get the complaint. You're probably really good at finding the solution and helping them out and staying at that cool, calm, and collected instead of losing your ever-loving mind. Also, you're absolutely fabulous at writing policies and procedures because you like that steadiness. You like that consistency. Where can this be a downside? The downside is you get so caught up in the policies and procedures that you're not open-minded to other changes. Is that all the time? Absolutely not. But I'm just telling you, we really need people with the steadiness. I really need them in my life because, you know, I'm the cheerleader. I'm jumping up and down all the time. I need somebody to bring me in. Also, people with that high S, they're very much into family. Family vacations, family outing. If you walk in their office, chances are you're going to see pictures of their last family vacation. S, steadiness. D is dominate the problem. You're not going to find family pictures in their office. Their desk is probably always clear at the end of the day. We're going to have like everything. And if we got our picture made with anybody, it's going to be there. We're trying to influence people. We're really not bragging that we met that person. We just think it's really cool and we're trying to connect with you. We're trying to connect with you. Then the S, it is all about the family. It is about the RV and where you went and took all the family with you. The C is for compliance. And that's how you address procedures. Now, I work really hard in this category. I'm telling you, really hard. Because the highest I've ever gotten in this category is 8%. And someone said, how on earth did you work for the federal government that is all about compliance with that 8? Like, how did you do that? I did that because my eye was so high, I wanted to get an accolade. I wanted to get an award. I wanted to get a bonus. So I was able to sit down, put pencil to paper, and get the work done and do it correctly. So every one of these is needed. I need the people with the C in my life because I need them to keep me out of jail. I need the lawyers. I need the CPAs. I need the accountants. I need the people who are really into that compliance piece. So we've got dominating the problems, influencing the people, a steady pace, and compliance when it comes to procedures. That's how DISC all comes together. Do you see how we need them all? Compliance comes down to, I think it's like 14%. I'm not the math person in this equation, just so you know. If you're new to my podcast, I use calculators. That's how I do math. So I think we're there. I think we've got it. Nobody is having a problem, right? Like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying if you're not having the interactions with the people you love or the people at the office, whether the office is virtual or in person, you might consider how you're acting and how they're acting and reacting. And if maybe there's a disconnect. If I walked into one of my boss's office and I didn't just have a piece of paper with 3 bullet points on it, he was bored. Like, he did not want the novel. He wanted the bullet points. There's somebody with a high I, very social, very fast paced. They want you to ask them about their weekend or they think that you don't like them. Figure out who wants to tell you about the weekend. Those are your eyes. Those are your influential people who are going to influence everybody else to get on board. The steadiness people. Don't walk in and start asking them 40 questions about their life because they want to warm up to you. They're a little bit slower to warm up, but once they do, you have them for life. Spend a few minutes with them before you get to the point. The people who are really into compliance, if I walk in and I'm excited in a meeting and I say we're 80% there, and we're really at 78%, Chances are they're never going to trust me again because I lied to them, because we are not at 80%. If you are interacting with somebody who is like that, that is their style, just be sure you give them the exact number or tell them it's about. They're good with the about. Just don't walk in and say we're at 80% when it's 78. People who you're really high in this, just understand. We need you. We love you. You totally need to be in our world. But just know that the rest of us may not be giving you the numbers 100% exact. Give us a chance to make it right and don't just cut us out of your life. So I hope that was a helpful little tidbit on different behavioral styles and how to act and interact with each other. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Oh, wait, I forgot one thing. I have an amazing gift, 12minutegift.com. 12minutegift.com. And I go into training on how to reach your goals in 12-minute increments. Grab it. Grab it today.
Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.